You look in your telephone book, and about as many Markhams as there are Dixies.
Mm-hmm. He was born here?
Yes, he was born here.
Your grandmother?
Yeah.
How much education would you say your grandparents on your father's side had?
I never did see my real grandmother on my father's side. Mm-hmm. And Grandpa died when I was about 7 or 8. And maybe he died in 36. I was about 9 or 10 years old. Mm-hmm. And he was 76. I never did meet him. I mean, I met him, but I never did know how much education he had. But he must have had a pretty good education because he raised about 10, 11 boys, and him and his wife lost 2 or 3 when they were small children. Mm-hmm. And he run a big farm, made a living. Mm-hmm. So he must have had a pretty good education.
Mm-hmm. And what about your wife?
Huh? 47.
And does she go to Hope Church too?
Yes, she goes to Hope Church too.
And how much education did she get?
Her? Mm-hmm. Equal to about 10th or 11th grade.
Mm-hmm. Is she from around here?
No, she's not from around here. She's from over around New River.
What's that?
It's the other side of Lake Butler.
What county?
Bradford County.
Oh, that's going down toward Palatka?
Yeah.
And is she really active in clubs or anything like that?
No, but she's active around the house, yeah. She's active around the house.
Do you know where her parents are from?
Her daddy was from North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And her mama was raised in Bradford County. This community,
mm-hmm.
I think it's one of the best. Was the best, one of the best communities when I was a boy. They were, and I think it's still the best community around Lake City. Really.
Mm-hmm. Has it? Well, I was wondering. I was driving along, and I noticed a lot of motels and cattle ranches, and that sort of thing.
Well, now this cattle ranch over here, the Circle R Ranch, when I was a boy, mm-hmm. that was a dairy.
Mm-hmm.
On that. And he run a dairy.
Mm-hmm.
And school bus used to drive up there, and they'd pick up 15 or 20 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Come by here and go up there and make a circle. And they'd pick up about 15 or 20 kids right there. And those people lived out there on the dairy, and they were working. And then as time went on, his wife died, and he got killed in about 2 weeks.
Mm.
He got his tractor stuck right down here where this road comes out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And tied a pole from wheel to wheel.
Mm-hmm.
His son-in-law stuck the tractor. Him and his wife were staying with him and Howard's daughter. And,